listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. Many people make New Year's resolutions to improve their health through exercising or just to lose weight. However, before the chocolates or the greeting cards are purchased for Valentine's Day, these same individuals often put their New Year's resolutions on the back burner. I'm here with University of Michigan researcher Michelle Seeger, who says women are more likely to maintain exercise habits when it's for a non-body shape reason, such as reducing stress or improving one's sense of well-being. Michelle, why is it important to understand the goals women have when studying exercise participation?
It's important to understand that people initiate a behavior with certain goals. So we need to understand what that initiation point is. When you think about goals, they're actually a type of cognitive representation for the behavior. So someone doesn't just think about exercising, someone thinks about why they're exercising. They think about doing it because they want to feel better or because they want to lose weight. So exercise goals actually create the frame around which one views their physical activity behavior.
Your exercise motivation research integrates individual and sociocultural level barriers that prevent women from remaining physically active. Can you give us examples of how these two levels intersect?
Well, let's take the example of a woman saying, "I don't have time." "I don't have time" represents an individual level barrier. Someone has a lot going on and they don't feel like they have time to exercise. But on another level, when you think about a woman saying, "I don't have time," you can think about how a woman's been socialized to spend her time and the roles and responsibilities she's internalized as being important. And one of the very important roles we know women have is being caregivers to others. One of the issues is that women haven't been socialized to be caregivers of themselves or to make that important priority. So when someone says, "I don't have time," it can also represent, "I haven't learned how to make my own health and well-being and self-care a priority."
You've been researching the harmful effects of midlife women exercising to shape their bodies and to lose weight. Can you tell us more about your findings in this area?
We need to think about why women initiate exercising for these reasons. And something to consider is that the dominant education that women have received about exercising has actually been from fitness and exercise companies marketing their fitness products and services. So women have been socialized to consider exercise as a vehicle for body shaping and weight loss. The problem with this is that women then often select physical activities in order to burn calories and tone and shape their bodies. They don't select physical activities that they enjoy doing. They often initiate exercise with this gung-ho, "I'm going to do it till it burns. I'm going to lose 5 pounds this first week." But you can't sustain that. You either just lose your motivation, lose your steam and drop out, or you injure yourself. And what happens is then women stop exercising until the next time there's a cue to use exercise to lose weight, such as New Year's resolutions, as you suggested, or when swimsuit season comes around and it's time to do it again. So it becomes this vicious exercise cycle of women approaching exercising in the same way for the same reasons in a system that sets them up to fail.
What have you found effective to help women sustain their motivation for exercising and for adopting physically active lifestyles?
Well, one of the strategies I found most helpful is actually raising women's awareness to the vicious exercise cycle, which I talked about in a different answer, and have them understand how they entered the cycle and how they've been unable to exit the cycle. And once they become aware that they exercise the way they do and choose the physical activities that they choose because of this sociocultural education to exercise, then they're free to develop other reasons. So what we do is actually ask women to develop their own personally meaningful and personally relevant reasons, goals, and motives for exercising, and then select specific physical activities that are going to help them achieve those goals or that are going to give them what are hopefully pleasure-based experiences for being physically active so that they can sustain their motivation.
Michelle Seeger is a research investigator at the University of Michigan's Institute for Research on Women and Gender.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.